This is KUT. A day after Austin Mayor Steve Adler said he had put together a task force to combat institutional racism, he laid out some more specifics. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports.
Here's how the mayor defines institutional racism.
It does not mean that we are racists here in Austin or that we have a racist society. But what it does mean is that we have structures in place that create unjust and inequitable outcomes.
Flanked by members of his task force Wednesday, Adler unveiled how the whole thing will work. There will be a steering committee at its head, co-chaired by AISD Superintendent Paul Cruz and Houston Tillotson University President Colette Pierce Burnett. Five subgroups will report to them.
Those five different working groups are going to be criminal and civil justice, one that deals with education, one that deals with health, one that deals with finance, banking, and industry, and another that deals with real estate and housing.
The task force will bring a list of recommendations to the mayor and council members in March. In the meantime, the mayor and others noted initial emotional reactions to this announcement. Defensiveness, for one.
What is this exactly? What does this mean? Who are you going after? You're not aiming at me.
For others, a little bit of cynicism. Here's Houston Tillotson President Colette Pierce Burnett.
When I was making some of the phone calls asking people, would they be engaged, would they be willing to do this work on behalf of the mayor, I did receive responses such that, how is this going to be different?
Chaz Moore is with the Austin Justice Coalition. He says cynicism in small doses can be healthy.
I think that cynicism will provide the people on the task force the ability to, you know, constantly update the people in our communities and our organizations and our institutions with updates about what's going on and hopefully curbing that into some optimism.
The task force steering committee has already had the chance to meet for the first time. Other members include representatives from the NAACP, the Austin Police Department, and the University of Texas. The group has about 4 months to develop its action plan. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.